Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes that power our world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of technology with over a decade of dodging those dreaded segmentation faults.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast. If it beeps, clicks, or has a blinking light, I'm all over it, usually breaking it, but hey, that's part of the fun.
That's the spirit, Jamie. Today, we're embarking on a journey into the heart of modern DevOps, platform engineering teams, the unsung heroes who build the backbone that allows developers to ship code faster, safer, and with a smile.
Wait, platform engineering? So are we talking about building physical platforms, like for speeches or...
Not quite, Jamie. Platform engineering teams are all about software. They create what's known as internal developer platforms, or IDPs for short. These are the tools, APIs, and workflows that developers interact with daily to deploy, monitor, and scale their applications. Think of it as building a high-speed railway system so that developers can deliver their code from A to B without having to lay down the tracks themselves.
Ah, got it. So they're like the pit crew in a race, making sure the car can go as fast as possible without the driver needing to know how to change a tire at 200 miles per hour.
Exactly, Jamie. And with the rise of microservices, container orchestration, and cloud-native architectures, the complexity of these systems has skyrocketed. Platform engineering is the response to this complexity, offering standardized, automated pathways through the DevOps jungle.
Makes sense. But how does this differ from what DevOps and SRE teams do?
Great question. While there's some overlap, DevOps focuses on the culture of bringing development and operations together, and SRE, or site reliability engineering, zeroes in on ensuring systems are reliable and meet certain service-level objectives. Platform engineering, however, is about empowering developers with the tools and processes to make deploying and managing their applications easier. It's like giving them the best GPS and tools for the journey, so they don't get lost in the wilderness of code.
So it's all about making developers' lives easier. But this sounds like a massive undertaking. How do companies even start building a platform engineering team?
It is indeed a hefty task, Jamie. The key is to start small, identify the most painful bottlenecks in your developer workflows, and automate those first. Build a minimal viable platform, then iterate based on feedback. And remember, it's crucial to treat your platform like a product, with clear APIs, documentation, and feedback loops.
Feedback loops, you say? So, like constantly tweaking and improving based on what the users, in this case developers, need?
Precisely. And avoiding common pitfalls is essential, such as over-engineering the platform or neglecting documentation. It's all about striking the right balance between autonomy and consistency across teams.
Got it. And I suppose security, scalability, and observability are also major considerations.
Absolutely. Platform teams need to bake these aspects into their internal platforms from the get-go. This includes everything from automating policy enforcement to ensuring every service is observable by default so you can detect and address issues before they become full-blown fires.
Speaking of fires, any tips for extinguishing them or, you know, avoiding them in the first place?
Ah, the eternal question. A well-designed platform can definitely help avoid many common issues by standardizing best practices and automating routine tasks. But when things do go sideways, having robust testing, monitoring, and incident response processes in place is key. And of course, fostering a culture of learning from failures rather than finger-pointing.
Sounds like a plan. And I guess this is where the whole platform engineering isn't just rebranded DevOps argument comes in, right? It's about creating a tangible, operationalized culture of efficiency and reliability.
You hit the nail on the head, Jamie. It's about operationalizing the culture that DevOps introduced by providing the tangible tools and processes that make it a reality.
Well, Alex, I think I'm ready to build my own platform engineering team now. Just need to find a developer and learn to code, and maybe figure out what container orchestration actually means.
One step at a time, Jamie. But that's the beauty of technology. The learning never stops. And for our listeners out there, we hope this episode has shed some light on the critical role of platform engineering teams in modern software development.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. If you've enjoyed diving into the nuts and bolts of platform engineering with us, don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives.
And remember, whether you're deploying microservices or just trying to figure out how to reset your router, keep that curiosity alive. Until next time, this is Alex.
And Jamie, signing off from the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Stay nerdy.